Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Bigfoot Live, starring Thomas Gardy, the world's most respected authority on the phenomena known as Bigfoot. Sit back and relax as we take you on a journey into the world of the unknown. Believer or skeptic, man or woman, you will be mesmerized by real people telling real descriptions about real encounters. Fasten your seatbelts, America. It's reality radio at its finest, and it starts now.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks in the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
Oh, yeah.
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out of the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical when I came out here. I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
When I landed on the ground, I was kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
www.searchingforbigfoot.com.
Out in the swamps, what you think I've seen? Something strange, you know. Sasquatch sitting on his cypress knee, and he was talking to Moccasin Joe. Well, the party gonna hell. Out in the St. John's swamps.
Well, good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Marco Bill on the Bigfoot Live broadcast. And folks, it's that time of the week again. It's time for the Wednesday evening Bigfoot Live radio show with our host, Mr. Tom Viscardi. And now, everybody, the man who put the big back into Bigfoot, our host and renowned Bigfoot researcher, Mr. Tom Viscardi. Good evening, Tom. How are you tonight?
And gentlemen, we're going to go flying away tonight, and
we're going to cruise together around the globe. You betcha. Wait a minute. Let me get another choke real quick. Ooh, that one hit me good. I'm feeling good, man. I'm telling you right now, straight up. We got one hellacious show, ladies and gentlemen, around the globe. We got stories about the skinwalkers. We got the shapeshifters. And our good buddy Leo from the East Coast, who helps produce this show sometimes, he opened up a hornet's nest last week, telling us about that there's a special division in a lot of these reservations that they get a secret society-like, man, that go out and research these things, but they don't want to talk about it. It's undercover type stuff. We're going to be getting into that real quick. Got some great guests. We got Jesus Jr. is with us, and we've got Chief Dan with us tonight, and some other various people that's with us. But I want everybody to cruise, man. We got that groove tonight. Let's all do it together and fun. Relax the brain, because this COVID shit is about ready to drive me nuts. I got a few tidbits for you folks around the globe. Yeah, how many people do you think die each year around the globe of just the common flu? And we've had flu now for eons and eons, okay? Well, if anybody said about 650,000, you're right. And according to Johns Hopkins University, thus far, around the globe, 977,000 have died from COVID. Now, I don't know what that date is, but if you take the variance between the two, it's two-thirds of the other, and the one that's two-thirds has been around for eons. So I don't know what's true and what's not true, to be honest with you. And then when I start getting into, folks, our government passing these bills of over $3 trillion. I didn't even know how to spell how many zeros are in that damn shit. That only 9% is going towards the COVID. What the hell's going on, folks? Is anybody listening to this stuff, or am I just different than everyone else? Stop the world. Let me off. You know, maybe I'm just crazy. I'm so tired of hearing this COVID shit, man. COVID this, COVID that. Go out and try to get an appliance. I did. And I got thrown out. They called the cops on me. I got to this appliance store, folks, because my oven went out, the one that's built in the wall. So I go to the normal one to find out, hey, I need a new oven. Well, we're backed up 3 to 6 months. Backed up from what? You're not having any roughage in your food? What are you talking about? You're backed up. He says, because of COVID. COVID what? What happened to all the ovens that they had in their warehouses? There's no ovens left in the United States of America? I got to wait for them to build me a new oven? Holy shit. You got any problems today? Blame it on COVID. That's all. And everybody's going for it. It's stupid, folks. It really, really is stupid. I have never in my entire life seen such a bunch of garbage. So, look, I want to get right to the show tonight because I'm a little hostile, but I'm smoking some good shit, and I'm cruising here with Smokey, and I just want to get into it tonight, and I hope that you guys conform to some layback stuff tonight, listen to some good stuff from Jesus Jr., and, of course, our good old buddy Chief Dan. Chief Dan knows that wacky tobacco stuff, too. He likes them sweat lodges. So, but let's get with Jesus Jr. tonight, and let's see where he's coming from. Why don't you unleash him on the radio there, will you, Rockstar?
He is unleashed.
Jesus Jr., I want to thank you so much for being with us. How are you?
Thank you. Appreciate being here, and I'm doing great.
Great. Now, I understand you come by us through Father Ray. Is that true?
Yes, sir.
He's a wonderful man.
I met him through Doug, one of the producers of Monster Quest.
Oh, is that right? Is that where you met him?
Yeah, and I met Doug because of my Bigfoot research, and I've been with I'm on Breaking Bad, the TV show. I'm one of the actors, and I have a YouTube channel called Breaking Bigfoot where I do all my research.
Well, God bless you, man, and thanks for making time to be with us here tonight. By the way, let me ask you about this COVID crap. What's your opinion of it?
Well, it's been like you said earlier, you know, the amount of people that die every year of the flu. We didn't shut down the country for that, but powers that be decided to take advantage of that situation and move many laws forward that they wouldn't have been able to without calling a national emergency. So I think it was more a political situation than a medical situation.
You know what, Jesus Jr., I like you already. Do you hear what he said, ladies and gentlemen? And he's right. He's right. It's a political move. The political arena couldn't have done what they're doing today. They're printing money like it's water. It's unbelievable. Those presses are going 24/7. It's outrageous.
Right.
But they needed a reason, and this is the reason. And guess what? All the rest of these jackasses are following in suit. So let me ask you this, Jesus Jr. You know anything about the skinwalkers or it's shapeshifters, or do you know a little bit of both?
I know both very well. I've lived on many reservations. I'm Native American myself.
Which nation?
Well, the Maya nation.
Mayan.
I was adopted by Mayan. Yep, I'm Mayan. I was adopted by the Navajo Dine tribe up in northern New Mexico in Farmington. And I've done lots of work on the Apache reservations as well and Zuni reservations.
Oh, wow. So I'm aware of all three of those. As a matter of fact, I've also been out there in Farmington. And Chief Dan, he's from there also. Maybe you know him. He'll be on the show, too.
I know who Chief Dan is. I was part of Crypto Four Corners with J.C. Johnson. And J.C. worked with Chief Dan a lot, too.
And do you know how J.C. Johnson got to prominence?
How's that?
Through us.
Nice.
J.C. Johnson got through prominence and rose through prominence through Tom Biscardi and Searching for Bigfoot. And I'm sure that Chief Dan will tell you the story when we get him on. So, but I don't want to take your segment out because I understand through Father Ray that you're a pretty wise guy and you know your stuff. Which one do you want to talk on first, skinwalkers or shapeshifters? How have they come to be and what's happening with the indigenous people around the country, since you've been with four of them, is it a secret society that goes out looking for them now for each tribe? How's that work?
Well, from what I can surmise and all my experiences is that the Native American people, okay, we've had a pretty hard time, you know, since the beginning, and the reason why it's not advertised or wanted to be spoken about is because that's the last thing you want to do is make people think that we possess any evil beyond what they already think, you know? So it wouldn't help the situation at all. So we try to keep, you know, that on the wraps as best as possible, you know? We have a bad enough rap as it is, you know? So it's been forced underground, that situation. And the shape-shifting comes with the skinwalkers, which a lot of people don't understand or what a skinwalker is exactly. They get it confused with other, you know, paranormal situations.
Okay, continue.
So what a skinwalker is is a medicine man or woman that has gone bad, gone rogue, and is practicing the dark arts, black magic. And when they allow themselves to be possessed or invoke the spirit or demons, rather, that's when they're able to shapeshift and take different forms of different animals and do their dirty deeds and, you know, all the bad stuff that they do.
So let's put that a word on the people who look for these. Is it a secret society within a tribe, you think? Because they don't want that evilness to come out and that let anybody know? And are they like the SS in during the wartime with the Germans? They used to go in and ferret and go out and get the Jews and stuff like this because they didn't want the world to know?
Well, from what I know, it's more of the, well, besides like the Navajo Rangers that have dealt with them, it's more of just individuals that have chosen to go after them. There's no official group that I know of that goes after them. I hunt skinwalkers. Whenever I get a chance or hear people are being harassed or messed with by them, I go out looking for them. And that's the last thing they expect. And it's like fighting my good juju with their evil juju, you know?
So when you say you go after them, Jesus Jr., do you go after them to kill them? To dispatch them, to contain them, to try to reason with them? What do you go after them to do?
To contain them and try to invoke Jesus. I invoke. That's what I do. Not everybody does what I do, but my ancestors, I invoke their spirits to overpower them. Almost like, I guess I would say it's almost like a Native American exorcism. Force the evil out of them, or at least put their name out there, who it is that's practicing the dark magic on the reservations, so the people know who they're dealing with, and they kick them out.
Was brought to the front just last week on my show, and I've been doing this a long time. I'm no kid, okay? And it blew my mind because it kind of sounds like a demonic possession where a priest goes out and tries to get that devil outside that person and abolish him. Is it kind of similar?
Exactly. Yeah, that's what I look at. I'm a pastor, a reverend, and that's why I do it the way I do it. And you're dealing with evil. You're dealing with evil spirits and demons. And they react the same way that when you hold an exorcism and you're doing a spiritual battle.
Wow. Now, have you ever found any?
Yes.
About how many exorcisms let's just use the word exorcisms. How many of them have you performed? And were they successful?
Well, I've only found two so far, two people doing it. And pretty much just holding them down and praying over them and getting them to come back from that dark realm. And the other one of them, it was successful. The other one, it didn't work. They ended up running off into the night, but they never came back to that res.
So the one that you did held down and prayed over, were you successful?
I haven't heard anything since that person's been back to doing that. So far.
Well, I guess you were successful.
So yes.
Praise the Lord. That is wonderful. That is wonderful.
Amen.
I'm glad to hear that. Well,
there's even been situations where Bigfoots have fought with them.
Really?
Yes.
So would you mind telling us to cite a few stories?
Well, one of the occurrences happened. The elders on the Navajo Reservation were telling me that they had a skinwalker out there that was in Bigfoot's territory, and the Bigfoots in that area, they're not bad. They're not bad ones, and you would hear them battling it out at nighttime, the screaming and the yeah, just pretty much like a wrestling match, and trees breaking, and it's pretty wild.
Wow. That sounds phenomenal. Well, let me tell you something. You're just adding on to the mystique. It started last week, and having somebody of your credentials, which we're very lucky to have, it just blows me away, and it's just stacking another series. And why don't you mute yourself out real quick? I'm going to bring Chief Dan on. Let's get his take on this, if you don't mind, okay?
Sounds good.
But stay right there and listen, because I'm going to call you back. Rocky, be kind enough to bring Chief Dan on, would you?
And that should be Chief Dan.
Hey, Danny,
hello,
boy, how are you?
Hello, everybody.
Good to hear your voice, Chief. Do you know this fellow, Jesus Jr.?
I've heard of him, yeah, but I really never met him. Almost did one time, but
okay.
I had other commitments, so I didn't go to the meeting they were having.
Okay. Did you hear what he had to
Harrison.
Say? You know, I love the angle here about, you know, they're evil and they're demons. And like he said, you know, they're shapeshifters and they come from skinwalkers. It's kind of like the black magic, and they're rogue. I never heard of the Navajo Rangers, though. Have you heard of them?
Just a little, but not too much.
Okay. So what's your take? Well, what's your take on the shapeshifters and the skinwalkers? But did you know about the secret society that used to go out and look for them?
No, not really.
You never heard of it.
But before I get started, let me kind of boost up the audience out there.
Okay.
This is what you hear at night around your home, mostly about 2 o'clock on till 4. You hear this sound outside your house. That's how they sound.
Really?
Yes.
And you personally have heard this?
I've heard it a lot of times.
And is this something
only time the only time when I hear that and I want to be safe is I burn dried cedar and smoke my whole house, bless it. Then they go away. They move out.
Wow.
That's the way we protect ourselves to be safe from the evil doers of the skinwalkers. There's 4 different groups. One is they learn how to cast a spell and how to put on the hide of an animal, anywhere from being a fox all the way to a big old bull or a cow. So one leader, he sings a song, a Navajo song. I don't know how it goes, but I was told that he sings and the skin crawls up on this individual. He has to get undressed first, and the skin covers him all up, and then he stands to the side. There's usually about 15 of them in there waiting to be dressed in the skin that they want to use that night. So when they get all dressed, well, then they each get an assignment, where to go and who to harass, what home to terrorize or haunt, stuff like that, and scare the people inside. So then they come back to the main hogan where they meet. They usually meet about twice a month or so. All this time they're singing and they're smoking these herbal medicine, they go put themselves in a trance. So they become the animal that they're dressed up as. Everything, even the way they run, the way they holler or cry out, everything, you know, so it's hard to tell. But you have to if you encounter an animal on the road at night or in the daytime, by itself, stop and look at it and study it. There's always one mistake that they make. Like if they turn around, if it's a horse, if they turn to face you, the back end usually slides. It doesn't walk like, turned like a horse does on its hoof. The back end slides over. That's a dead giveaway right there. So if you want to shoot it, you can. But you have to put that bullet, put some herbal corn pollen on it. Then you can load it in your gun and then shoot it. That's how some people kill those things.
So let me ask you this. What? In your life's tenure, have you ever come across personally with your own eyes and ears, heard and seen a skinwalker or a shapeshifter?
Yes, several times. About these are the two, let me tell you about the one that was really, it came right up close to where I was sitting. I was doing some archaeological investigations for the company that I worked for. I was sitting in a ruin about 40 yards away. There was a well.
Yeah.
But it really squeaks when you pump that water out. It makes a lot of racket. But at first there was nothing. There was nobody around or anything. All of a sudden, there was some sheep coming up to drink some water in that water trough. So then I kind of looked down and was continue writing my report. I looked up again, and there was one standing right there at the pump, pumping that pump, making a lot of racket. And it was just dressed like we do, you know, Levi's and Levi jacket and shirt. But its face was marked in white, vertical across down its face. So then I told a medicine man what I saw. He said, people that have been in ceremonial doings, they cannot go near a sheep with all that markings on them. What you saw was a skinwalker, he said. So, and then I thought back of what I saw, and then it was looking at me, right straight at me. We had eye contact. And then I momentarily turned away, and when I turned back to the water pump, it was gone. And the sheep, they continued with their drinking their water. All of a sudden, they took off running to where that thing took off. They followed it. So they were put in a trance, too.
And that's the thing that blows my mind, Chief Dan, that, you know, it's kind of like voodoo down in New Orleans.
Yeah.
When they, you know, they do the crazy dance out in the swamp and they do some kind of drink or they do some kind of smoke and what have you. And the people are just so, or even in the Caribbean, okay, they're in such a trance. Mm. They become super strong. They have no fear at all.
Yeah.
And all they care about is going after, you know, their subject matter, as you had talked about. On these meetings that they have twice a month. And I think Jesus Jr. kind of talked, you know, a little bit that also. And it blows me away when I think about that. Why don't you hold your thoughts for a second? Ladies and gentlemen, we got to pay some bills. Let's go to a commercial, and on the other side, I'll bring you and Jesus Jr. on together.
Okay.
You ready there, Rockstar?
Here we go.
In 1967, my whole life changed. I saw the Roger Patterson film on the Johnny Carson show. And I gotta tell you, that's the day I thought I was gonna challenge the world and go out and find this thing.
We had found like 12 tracks on the ground. I didn't want to believe it was Bigfoot.
There he is.
Did you hear that?
He's moving right now. He's moving right now. He's straight out the tree line. He's moving to the right. See him? He's going to the right. He's going into the trees right now. Come here, look.
I'm Bob Hallmark, and I'm a reporter with ABC Television in Tyler, Longview. It's been my pleasure to be with Tom Scotty and his team tonight, and I have to admit that I was skeptical. When I came out here, I thought we, at this time in our history, had the technology to be able to find one of these things if it existed. But after seeing the footprints and the dig marks in the sand and what I believe to be a very large creature running at a high rate of speed through the woods, I'm convinced I'm going to have to change my opinion on Bigfoot. I turned, I saw this thing standing by my gator.
When I saw the actual footprints, I realized they were something special and probably Sasquatch.
Well, I landed on the ground, I kind of thinking, this ain't no human being. It's got to be something else.
Ladies and gentlemen, I got to tell you, every time I hear that little ditty on about our movies, and which, by the way, those of you who are tuning in for the first time, we have 3 awards, Best Documentaries, Best Producer, on 3 of our movies that we've ever admitted to the film festivals. But that one case was out there outside of Paris, Texas, Lamar Point, where this guy was an ex-Navy SEAL. Well, not ex, once a Navy SEAL, always a Navy SEAL. But what he saw when he was out there with us, he just got through telling you. He got in front of his own camera and told the stories. Just made the hair grow up in the back of my own neck. Well, we're back, and we have Jesus Jr. It's kind of an honor to have him with us. He's an actor. He's a Bigfoot investigator. Paranormal, I think, investigator also, but more so than anything, he's been out there. Oh, Smokey just happened to pop out. he's done work on shapeshifters and skinwalkers. I'm really impressed. But at the same point in time, I've been out on expedition with Chief Dan, and he's been with me since many, many expeditions. And we had talked about, first of all, Rockstar, unmute Jesus Jr. so I can have him on with us. Okay, please?
He's on.
Okay. So, are you on?
Yes, sir.
Okay. So, apparently he has heard of you, meaning Chief Dan, and you've heard of him. Now you're finally both together on the same show. I just wanted to make sure that you knew the truth. You talked about J.C. Johnson. Well, J.C. Johnson came to prominence and fame through myself and my team in searching for Bigfoot. And the one that really knows the truth about that is the other guy that's on the show with you, which happens to be Chief Dan. Is that not true, Chief Dan?
That's right.
Yeah. And let me tell you, I've known this guy for a long time, and he was dealt the wrong cards by some wrong people, and I was very sorry. Thank God Chief Dan knew the difference between right and wrong and got out at the right time. And he's still here with us to tell the story. So, Jesus Jr., you heard what Chief Dan had talked about, okay? And let me tell you why I know most of that, or maybe all of it, is true. And I'll tell you the reason why. I know him pretty well. We've broken bread together. We've traveled thousands and thousands of miles and crisscrossed this country like you wouldn't believe.
500,000 miles.
How many expeditions were you on with us? Chief Dan?
Well, I'd say about 15 or 20.
15 or 20. How many miles do you think we traveled?
Probably, I know one time we probably did about, one summer we did about 500,000 miles.
Did you hear that? A ton.
Coast to coast. And
oh, yeah. It was unbelievable. As a matter of fact, he was there with, did JC come with us with the boys out there in Georgia with those two phony cops? Was he there too?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he was there with us.
Yeah, so he was there too, and the whole thing was filmed. So, you know, we have history together. And I hope to have history with you, Jesus Jr. You seem to be a stand-up dude, man.
I'm honored.
Yeah, and let me tell you the reason why, okay? There's things that you said equate so much with everything that's going on here, okay? I had one incident when I was up there in Farmington. As a matter of fact, it was over there by Shiprock. You know where Shiprock is, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Okay? And I'll tell you, that was a time that scared the shit out of me. Because here was a normal dude that came up on me, and then all of a sudden I saw a metamorphosis, turns into a friggin' wolf, and right in front of me. And I never talked about it until that first time on the show. And I said, Jesus Christ, the Savior of the world and me, I denounce this person, whoever he may be. Be gone. Get out of my life. Get out of my rig. And within a matter of seconds, he was gone. Just like when Chief Dan talked about the water trough and the well where they were pumping the water.
Right.
Same exact thing happened to me, but mine was up close and personal. His was a bunch of feet away. But I had experienced it. And if it wasn't for Leo last week talking about these special units, as a matter of fact, Rocky, would you be kind enough to unmute Leo? I'd like to hear his take on this.
He's on.
Leo, why don't you tell everybody how this came about?
Well, Godfather, sweet. First of all, I'd like to thank all my guests that's on the show. I'm glad they came on to talk about this situation because, you know, first of all, you're dealing with a man that's done a lot of research. When you talk about the Godfather himself, over 50 years. And at the same token, you know, when you go and you start looking at the actual research of this whole situation and you see that there are entities that have looked into these situations. So what I did was when I started looking at the research on skinwalkers, I started seeing that, you know, society has taken this seriously because they have put specialized units out there to actually look into these creatures and what they do. And, you know, when I started looking, I was blown away when the Godfather started talking about this last week, as well as Father Ray, and I started just recounting the research that I've done on skinwalkers. And, you know, I was just at all odds with looking at what was going on. So when he got, Jesus, when he got you on here, and, you know, when he started talking just a little while ago, man, I was shocked of the information that you was giving us, man. You know, I mean, it's shocking to me, and it just validates the research that I've done. So I'm just shocked. I really am.
Well, you know, and well put, Leo, but, you know, when you actually bring in the the matriarch, and I consider Chief Dan a matriarch because he's been out there, boots on the ground, man. He's been with us in the trenches, and he's seen it. He's done it, okay? And their stories just intertwine,
yeah,
okay?
Yeah.
And they've never met.
Yeah.
That's the incredible thing about this, okay?
That's true.
Last week we were talking about shapeshifters and skinwalkers and demonic possession. And to beat all, we had Father Ray, who's been a part of our family now for 17 years, who we've met, by the way, Jesus Jr., in Farmington, believe it or not. And he's been with us ever since. As a matter of fact, let's bring him on too, okay, Rocky?
He's on.
Father Ray, good evening. How are you? Father Ray, is he on, Rocky?
I've got the line open.
Father Ray, did you fall asleep or did you drink too much wine? Father Ray, he's toasted, man. Poor Father Ray. He's getting baked by that sun. He's been down there in Florida, and then it's a time difference of 3 hours, and then he's been spending time with the Seminoles, so I don't know if he's been smoking that wacky tobacco or drinking too much of that wine. Oh, well, listen, he's only human, folks.
Fred?
He's like the rest of us. What do you say about that Chief Dan?
Mm-hmm. Are you supposed to respond to that?
Nope.
Oh, you just recorded the whole
show. Hey, Ray, you there?
I'm here.
You should respond to it. Who was that, your sister-in-law?
Yes.
Oh, well, hi, sister-in-law. How are you?
Tom says hello. She says hi.
Okay. All right. So did you fall asleep, Ray?
I did.
Okay. So how well do we know you? Pretty well? And we don't mean
pretty
this
well.
In any malice. Okay? I hope you understand.
Yep.
So you didn't, I guess you didn't hear about, we have both now, Jesus Jr. and Chief Dan on the line.
Right.
Okay? So did you hear any of the conversation at all, or were you sleeping?
No, I heard the beginning of the conversation of Jesus with Jesus Payton and about the shapeshifters, about the skinwalkers, that they are medicine men and medicine women who have gone rogue, gone over to the dark side.
Yes, which blew me away. I love that. I love that. When they went, turned evil and demons and gone rogue, and then the black magic, that just blew me away. Can you expound, Jesus Jr., on the Navajo Rangers? I never heard of them.
Well, the Navajo Rangers are actually they're law enforcement officers, and they, just they're law enforcement, and they have to deal with just all the different problems on the reservation. So when they get those calls, they go to work. So they're not specially made for the paranormal. They're made just to enforce the law and protect people. And unfortunately, they know the truth of what's out there.
Well, I got to tell you something. You've enlightened my mind tonight, as Chief Dan always does. And last week, Father Ray, he was just exemplary. He talked about the demonic possession like you wouldn't believe. Ray, I want to ask you about that. So here we have the evil, the demons, the black magic type thing, the voodoo stuff. We got the shapeshifters. We've got the skinwalkers.
Yes.
Where does the demons come in with all of this stuff?
Well, the demons are evil spirits and fallen angels. Under the leadership of Satan, the adversary, Beelzebub, and so people like these rogue medicine men, medicine women, they've gone over to and aligned themselves with evil, with the dark side, with the devil, in order to gain powers, to gain the powers, the extraordinary strength and speed of these animals they form into. They morph into
yes.
And to do evil with the aligning themselves with the devil, with the dark side, for the sake of gaining power. So, like all people, they have their free will, and they've chosen evil. That's the connection with the devil, with the evil one, with Satan.
Now, I don't know if you heard about, I don't know if it was Jesus or Chief Dan, I think it was Jesus, when he stayed over and held this guy down and prayed over him. It's kind of like the same thing with the demonic possession, as you see when a priest goes and tries to, you know, get the demon out of the body of people.
Correct.
And I guess Jesus did the same thing. And to me, it seems to be the same thing. And they're all intertwined here. I really believe
that. Yes. Oh, yes. It's true. It's true. A priest who is exorcising a person, that he is calling on the power of Christ to exorcise, to drive out the devil, the demon that is, or demons that are possessing this person. So likewise, Jesus is holding the person down and praying that the evil spirit would leave, and that good spirits would come. So yes. It's like an exorcism.
Yeah, it's just, I'll tell you what, Leo opened up Pandora's box here. I was hoping that we were going to have this other guy on, but I don't know. It's just like Yowie Dan and all the rest of these people. One thing leads to another, and then they all seem to fizzle somewhere along the line. But
I don't know. I got a question for Chief Dan and for Jesus or Jesus. My question is, through your extensive research, and this is within your native land, have you ever heard that there were special investigating units put in place just to track these particular creatures? And then how did they correlate with Sasquatch or Bigfoot?
Do you want to take it first?
Yeah. When they go tracking these skinwalkers, they either have regular shoes on or the hide of whatever they were wearing, their feet. Because when they run or when they walk, the claws does not dig in into the ground like an animal does. So that's how they're able to track that. Unless they get on hard ground or in a rocky areas, that's hard for them to track. They lose it. Where with Bigfoot, when they walk, they push whatever they step on into the ground, so it's kind of pushed into the ground because they're really heavy. Even on the gravel, when they step on it, you could see the impression of their footprint.
That makes a lot of sense.
Right. Jesus, do you want to put your two cents in on this?
Sure. Okay, so as for the special units, I've heard of that being out there, but I've never heard any name, like organization names, but I have heard of that happening, and they're out there. Now, the correlation with Bigfoot and the blockers and whatnot found in my, because my, all my research is based with excuse me, Bigfoot, but being that I'm on a lot of different reservations, while you're staying there, skinwalkers always end up coming up somewhere, right? And I found that a lot of times, because the people are really scared of these individuals because they're evil bastards, they'll sometimes confuse Bigfoot activity for skinwalker activity because, like Chief Dan said, the noises they make, you know, they howl, and so do Bigfoots. Bigfoots right. like to go to houses and look in windows and tap on windows, and there is evil. There's evil Bigfoots too. There's good ones and bad ones, just like humans. And
right.
Some of the Bigfoots that people have reported that have the glowing red eyes, from my experiences and my research, Bigfoot are not just a big old monkey. They're a people. They have a language. And some of them practice dark arts too. So you'll have some of the Sasquatch that have been possessed as well or allow themselves to be possessed by these evil spirits. And they do many similar, you know, activities. Now, a lot of the other Sasquatch that are just curious, because they'll watch TV through people's windows because they're just looking at what we're doing. And on the reservations, a lot of the people will confuse, think that they're being messed with by a skinwalker when it's the Sasquatch actually just being crazy Sasquatches. So I think that's where the two intertwine and get confused sometimes.
Right, right. Because, you know, it's a lot of things that you know, the Godfather don't really share on the show that he's really been, you know, he's had encounters with. And I was shocked last week, you know, I'm not normally speechless, but I was speechless when he told the story about his contact with the Skinwalker last week. And I was like, you know, I didn't have anything to say because I didn't, you know, I was at odds with that. But that's why I was curious to know what's the correlation with the Skinwalkers and the Bigfoots and you know, and how they intertwine and what connections have you made, you know, in your research. So, you know, I was shocked.
I understand.
Yeah, I was real shocked.
Yeah. Jesus, let me ask you something. You were talking about that there was possibly interaction between the Bigfoot and the Skinwalkers also. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, like I said, there's good Bigfoots and bad Bigfoots, and some Bigfoots love, you know, us humans. They want to protect us, and there's the other ones that hate us, resent us. They're jealous of us. So you got the good ones that want to protect certain families that are being harassed by the skinwalkers. So that's when the interactions happen between them themselves, and they try to push them out of their territories. So they do have interactions with them.
So my question is this, though, Jesus. Is there anything on file that's been written throughout the ages in the last 100 years that we could go to and cite an incident that you know of?
Not that I know of. The first time that I've heard of that happening was in 2017. That's the first time that I ever heard of it. It was from the elders telling me the stories of the area that I was living on, that was happening out there. And that's what where I got the footage of a Sasquatch walking across the field in Farmington on the Upper Fruitland Reservation.
Where is that at?
Northern New Mexico, right outside Farmington.
Are you
by Brenda Harris? By Brenda Harris.
Oh, by Brenda's house?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, kind of down the street from Brenda's house. Yeah. You know where the casino is right there. It's Victoria John. She adopted me.
So let me ask you something. Are you talking about the film that we saw that Brenda and her son showed us at their house about the creature coming out from under the ground?
No. I've seen that. I know what you're talking about. But I filmed a Sasquatch watch in the daytime walking across by the irrigation by the San Juan River, right, like, kind of near the casino, right when you enter
My God, what year was that?
That was 2017.
Okay, because it was Chief Dan, myself, my crew, J.C. Johnson was there. Father Ray, what was the other guy out there, the Mexican kid that was always with us?
David Ortiz.
David Ortiz, he was with us. And there at the river, we saw one of the creatures at the river bank. But it was at nighttime, but we saw it on the infrared and the thermal imager.
No,
did you actually get any footage at all?
Yeah, actually, the actual footage, yeah, it's on YouTube. And yeah, I got it walking across, like I said, walking across the field, and then it got behind some bushes and was peeking at us. Oh, yeah. So I've got the footage.
I'll be good. Would you be kind enough to text me or email me the footage?
Sure. That wouldn't be a problem at all.
Okay. Do you have a pencil and paper?
Not on me, per se. But I can get some real quick.
All
hold
right.
on one second.
Do that.
Tom, remember that flying wolf in Brenda's yard at night?
Oh, my God. Yes. Yes.
That was during that same time that Bigfoot walked across the field, and it had these guys with them, with this Bigfoot, the flying wolf.
So this was the same time period?
Yeah, same period, same night, same evening.
I'll be damned.
That's right, I'm back. I got it.
Okay, so it's my name, Tom Biscardi, B-I-S-C-A-R-D-I. at gmail.com. Want to read that back?
All right. Tom Biscardi at gmail.com.
Yeah, T-O-M Biscardi, B-I-S-C-A-R-D-I, at gmail.com. I'd love for you, has anybody done the analysis of the film?
I did. Well, Pinker Dunker, he congratulated me. He believes it was a Bigfoot. The way it's gait, and
who's the person?
I did the breakdown on it.
Who's the person?
Tinker Tunker.
Tinker Tunker?
Tinker Tunker, yeah. He's on YouTube. He breaks down videos.
But we have a lab. We have a real live lab that goes through, every second of the film. And it breaks it down, and it'll tell you exactly what we got, and I'll pay to have it done for you, and I'll let you know what they say.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. I really appreciate that. And just so you know, Mr. Tom, I have known of you and for a long, long time, so it's really, really cool to be on this show with you, man.
It's my honor to have you here with us. You have no idea, okay? And look. This is a whole new world. We have a new movie coming out, Monsters, Mysteries, and Myths, which deals with these things and the paranormal. And it opened up a whole new world for me. Me being in this industry for over 50 years, didn't think to myself, well, can you get a ghost and put it in a bottle, capture it? Well, I don't think so. But I saw it with my own eyes when I was in Virginia City, Nevada. And I was shocked. I just couldn't believe it. But it's there and it's happening. But I'll tell you what. This has been a stupendous show. I want to thank you. I want to thank Chief Dan, always. My heart goes to you and your family. We love you. You know this. And to my brother, Ray.
Thank you.
And his family. And to my co-star, rock star, Rocky, and the Swede. And, of course, to Leo and all of his listeners out there, kudos and salutations. Till next time, America.
Hey, Tom, you still on?
That's smooth right there, Godfather.
Good show, man.
What do you think about that, Rob?
I'm listening.
You're listening to the smooth sound of Smokey Robinson and the Godfather of Bigfoot, Tom Biscardi Sr.
Good night, everybody.
Good night, Rocky.
Good night, everybody. See you next week.
Good night, Neil.
Good night.
Thanks for calling in.
I'll go on, Nick.
Well, folks, once again, it's time to say so long. We'd like to thank Mr. Tom Biscardi and his guests and the Bigfoot team for joining us, and we'd especially like to thank you, our listeners, for tuning in. This is Marco Bill saying see you next Wednesday evening for some more Bigfoot Live radio show entertainment with Mr. Tom Biscardi and his team. And until then, keep the Bigfoot live and keep Bigfooting. See you next week.
Three men with a gold and a pact that they'd hold and a promise till the day that they die. Answers to the questions no one's found before. Driving determination, the only key they had to unlock the door. Monsters, myths, and mysteries, legend, tales, and facts. Put them all together, reason for the fact.
Anybody there still?
I am here.
Me too.
I am
Jesus
here. Ako sila. Ako hunne.
Hello?
Is that Father Ray?
Oh, this is Rocky. Who's this?
That was a cool thing. This is Jesus.
Oh, I see. No, no, everybody's, it's just me and you left.
Cool. I just want to say thanks for having me on the show. And anytime anybody you guys want to reach out, feel free to reach out to me. Just let me know.
Okay, I appreciate that, and thank you very much for coming on the show. I was truly interested. It was a good show, and I certainly
myself.
Appreciate it.
Thank
well,
you. I really appreciate
I have your number, and you very well may be called on again.
More than happy to.
Okay.
Well, you
okay,
have a wonderful night, and God bless you.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, too. And I will call you. Thank you, sir. Have a good night.
You have a good night. You too.